Hello and welcome back to LGBTQ Equality. You're listening to Charu Smitha and we are recording the fifth episode of the podcast. In today's episode, we will be talking about LGBTQ in India. That's right, this is the entire topic that I made this podcast for. So we have a very special guest on today because it's my sister we're going to be talking about. Yeah. So before I speak more about the professional aspects and what actually is happening in India related to LGBTQ, I would first like to interview my sister and see what her opinions on this whole issue is. So stay tuned for that and I hope you enjoy this episode. Say hello.
Hello everyone, I am Samyavani, her sister, and I'm really, really grateful to be on here. And today we'll be talking about the
LGBTQ, that's right. It's very fun because she is the first guest I have on here. When I first started this podcast, I asked so many of my friends if they wanted to be on here. And I think I've generally forgotten who I even asked about it at this point. But yeah, we have our sister, she's not part of the community, a very straight person, so it's very nice to have her on here because it will give us an insight on what actually do Indian straights think about our community, right? So what are you an ally or not? That's the first question.
Well, of course I am an ally, and I don't really think there's anything abnormal with this. And so, yeah.
That's cool. So, my second question to you is that when was the first time you got introduced to this whole community? Because in India, we are very conservative. So, not a lot of people even know what the LGBTQ means. There's a joke that goes around LGTV. That's like the mispronunciation of the LGBTQ community.
It's so actually a pun with the LG company.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Okay, so I think I got introduced to it was back when I was in 11th grade, or maybe it was, I think, at the end of 12th grade when I came across this animation. Oh no, I came across this fan MV, as the fans call it, about this series. It was actually a boy love series of Thailand. And I found it really cute because how this particular fan MV was made or how the things went, it was actually cute. So I got into it a bit deeper. I went to research about it. I went to see a lot of different shows and different series or movies on this topic. And honestly, initially I thought it was really cute. I did not think much about it. It was just something cute to me.
It was just something that existed.
Yeah. Not actually existed. It was something that I actually found charming or cute instead of being
disgusted about
it. But as I got to know it more deeper and deeper, I understood about the different scenarios about this particular topic, about how different people react to it. What are the different things that these people face? And then I realized the gravity of this particular
situation.
Huh?
Yeah. All right. I feel like Kai Biel has given a lot of positive influence on the whole world.
It actually has helped the people around the whole world to get to know these people and how they are not abnormal or how they are just among us, like us, and we are all equal. So it has actually helped a lot in improving the
condition of LGBTQ people.
Yeah.
That's totally correct. And I feel like nowadays a lot of countries are being influenced by Thai BLs and they're making the same kind of content inspired by Thai BLs in their own countries. For example, in India itself, I've seen a lot of new upcoming BLs and the projects that are similar to Thai Bills, and I've seen a lot of comments saying that it was influenced by it. So that's really good.
There was actually some really good movies about it made a few years back, which received positive reviews as well. So I think the representation in the media is a very important factor in improving the
totally because conditions. Bollywood has for years represented the LGBTQ in a very negative manner, and even in shows or movies we are represented only for comedic purposes and just totally in a very controversial and stereotypical way. So that is one aspect of it. So the next segment we are going to talk about coming out and reactions from family, especially in India. So first of all, I want to talk about my own coming out to my own sister, because I have not come out to anyone except some friends and my sister. So I want to know what your opinion on it. So when I first came out, actually, this is a very interesting story. We were sitting side by side. She was doing something in her own phone. I was doing something in her own phone. Classic teen hangout. And I randomly went, "Hey, I think I'm bisexual." And she was like, "Okay." And that was it. Nothing else. Well, so I really want to know, and this is something that I've been curious about for ages. What was actually your opinion on it? Or did you just think that I was in a phase, or if I was like just joking around?
Well, initially I really did think you were in a phase or maybe like joking around, because that was the peak time when we were too much into those BLs and those gay dramas and series. So I think that was time when I thought she was too much into those series, like how a typical teenager gets too much involved in a fantasy world. So I was actually like, okay, maybe it'll go away. Like, she's in her old fantasy world about how she relates to that particular fictional and person that she's seeing in a particular series. But gradually I get to know about how she is engaged in different activities in this particular field, about how her podcast and different comics about this topic. And I thought, okay, there's nothing more to say or discuss. I mean, come on, she is, if she is, if she belongs here, she belongs here. There's nothing more, nothing less.
Yeah, definitely. And it might be of interest of you to know that I actually had come out to some friends for like 2 years before I came out to you. Like literally in 2020, I was like, I think that's it. And when I actually first discovered this aspect about myself, I kind of started realizing all of these things that I've done in the past and be like, oh my god, that was because I was bisexual. For example, this is a very interesting story, but when I went to this trip in 7th grade, there was this girl in my group which I thought was very, very nice. And I was literally, throughout the whole trip, I was like, wow. And then later, I realized that I had a very big crush on her. And this discovering this aspect of mine made my life much more understandable. Yeah, that was it.
It was like you discovered a part of yourself that
and everything
that
just
always
made sense.
Confused to you, and now it's like all the pieces of
oh yeah, that was because of that was that,
and now it's like all the pieces like fit together.
Yeah.
and you get to see a complete picture. So it must be really intriguing and fascinating about how like you get to see a big light, like the light, like, oh.
Yeah, definitely. Going back to the coming out topic, well, a few months after I came out to my sister, I made a comment about it once again, and then she was like, wait, you're bi? And I was like, yeah, I told you about it. And she's like, oh, I forgot. That was so painful to me. I actually went to my friend, and I cried to him about it. I was like, excuse me, she forgot.
Because that actually was because initially when she first came out to me, I really did think that she was joking, so I just
ignored it
and let it out through my other ear.
Congratulations, anyone who's listening to this. This is just a fight between two sisters. Okay, so now I want to ask you, as a straight person, what do you think would be a reaction of a normal straight person who's not an ally, not a hater, just like neutral person who's straight? What do you think their reaction would be if anybody in India came out to them? Or even in general, parents or conservative people? Do you think it will take one more generation for people to finally accept these things?
I think it's not really about the generation thing. As you said, you have to come out to a neutral person. So a neutral person is generally like a blank canvas. Like if you have the right approach, if you tell them about the different things, it might be that they are easier to accept than to convince someone who is not an ally or who is an ally. So like if they are not an ally, they have a previous perception about how the things are. So convincing them would be a bit harder, or like making them understand would be a bit harder than to make the things understand to a neutral person.
And I feel like in a conservative country like India, growing up, the family influence also plays a lot of factor in it, for especially children that are growing in a conservative household. They would be more prone to not accepting these new ideas. Of course, there are exceptions like us.
Well, the idea of not accepting these particular notions would come back to the general teachings that they have received from their parents. So it just got on passing generation by generation about their conventional mindsets. But as we are growing, we get to see the different things, we get to evolve. So I think India is actually trying to evolve in this particular field. We see different kind of activists, different people who are in a very stable and higher
positions.
Who are actually really stable and very, who have actually achieved a lot in their life, talk about this particular topic and trying their best to raise awareness about this particular field and to fight for different rights.
Yeah, definitely.
For them. And so I think those activities play a very important role in trying to convince the mass.
Yeah, and we see that even right now, after LGBTQ was legalized in India, we are right now in a phase where gay marriage is in the court, in the high court, and
it's actually a quite hot debatable topic at the moment.
Very debatable.
We see different
very controversial too. And right now, the lawyers and that are actually petitioning, that are actually fighting for it, they are also in the community. So it feels very nice that we have people from our own community in these posts that are actually representing us and putting forward our own agenda that, look, hey, we deserve rights too. Right? Yeah, definitely. So the next segment, we will be talking about where this whole concept actually originated from. And a lot of people these days in forums and comment sections and stuff, they saying that the whole concept of LGBTQ was actually not in India at all, and that it was all a Western propaganda that's coming up in trends and people are blindly following it, and that it's all come from the West and nothing was actually Indian at all from the first place. So I really want to know what your opinion on it is.
Honestly, I don't really think this whole concept is a Western idea that's spread on the Indian grounds. Because if we look back into our ancient history, if we look into the ancient texts, the Vedas or the Upanishads,
the Upanishads, we actually see instances of transgender or homosexual people being mentioned or shown. So, and if we look at our monuments or statues, basically in the middle and South India areas of, for example, the Sachi Hills or different temples, we see such pictures being carved on stones, and those hills or those caves or those monuments dates back to thousands of years. So those are things are the living history which shows that such a concept was present on Indian grounds from thousands of years back. And so I don't really think it belongs to a Western idea. I think this whole concept being spread as a Western idea by those conventional people who have the mindsets of how the Western ideas has infected our minds to think that it's all normal and other sorts, while at the same time they are not really educated about our own cultural history.
Yeah, I definitely think that when I was a child, I remember we visited a lot of monuments, and there were a lot of because Indian monuments, they are known for their detailed work, especially in like rocks and stuff. And I remember seeing many depictions that I now realize were actually depictions of homosexuality, for instance. And these are small things that a lot of people don't notice. And I think that, for example, that Hinduism and Indian culture is actually more accepting to LGBTQ, because we do not focus on the outer body, we focus on the soul. We actually believe in the soul being the divine form. So, and it's also written in many books and Vedas.
And many like ancient texts.
Yeah, that the body is just an outer flesh, and that it doesn't really matter, because what matters is the soul. So I think that India is actually more accepting. And the whole homophobia thing, the hating on this community, was actually a Western idea. Especially because homosexuality was actually banned in India when the British came over, right? So actually being homophobic is a Western idea, and accepting what you actually feel is an Indian thing. So the thing that people claim to be true is actually the opposite thing, and I feel like people need to be educated on the same, right?
Yeah.
So that was all for today's episode. I really hope that you enjoyed, and if you stick around till the end, then I'm really thankful for you. So do wait patiently for the next episode, where I will be covering more data-based information session about LGBTQ in India. So to end, I would like to say very happy Pride Month to each and every one of you. It's June Baby's Pride Month. So my last question to you is, what is Pride Month?
I think Pride Month is basically to raise awareness about this concept, and then people just march around in the roads, they hold different activities and they enjoy.
Yeah, that is it. Very good, a very good definition. I give you 10 points for it. So my question is that, would you ever be part of it if you were given a chance?
I would love to. I would absolutely love to.
See, this is everyone's, what is it called? Hint? Yeah, this is the hint for people to hold more Pride March in India. That's it. So that was all for today. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.